Coming up very shortly, we will have Gail Aykroyd live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio, but we're going to listen to a song that she gave me last year. It's an absolutely fabulous song. This is called The Rains Came Down. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Sit back and enjoy.
Rain's pouring down, and I can't stop it. This whole town's washing away. Up on the hill, the others stand watching. There's nothing they can do but pray. And the rains came.
That is Gail Aykroyd on Folk Roots Radio this morning. The song is entitled The Rains Came Down. It's a song, actually, that Gail gave me when we were at Folk Music Ontario together in October. She handed the CD off, and I was so excited to get a copy of this song. Gail Aykroyd is my special guest today. It's a fabulous song, Gail. I absolutely love it. And hopefully it'll be available for people to buy a copy eventually, won't it?
Yeah. Well, the plan is to put it out on as a single first on CD Baby. So that's the plan. For as soon as it starts raining, I'll put it out.
It's a great song. And interestingly, you mentioned that that's the... That's a song that you wrote on a piano, and obviously it basically just features the piano. You don't write many songs that way, do you?
Well, I've started to write a lot more on piano, but that was a real, I don't know what happened with that one. That was definitely an inspired piano song. So I think probably just a lot of world events and people having floods like crazy last year is what brought that whole song on.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. So we should start off just talking a little bit about your history, because you're not originally from Guelph, and you have this interesting history. I know when we've talked previously about touring, you know, in a country band. So let's do, before we start playing live, I'd love it just to give us a little bit of an update on how you ended up being in Guelph and a little bit of your own musical history.
Well, I was living in Brampton once I started my family, and I was with my mother, and she really needed help getting her house sold because she's 89 now. So at the time, she's about 87, 86. So I started basically helping her get that all together and got her house sold. And my brother has a house in Guelph that he was no longer living in. So we ended up taking over that house, and I totally renovated it. It hadn't been touched since the 60s, so it needed a lot of work. So once I moved to Guelph, that was a big part of my life, was just getting the house all in order. So just picked up the whole family and moved us here.
Yeah. And how do you like living in Guelph?
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's a really pretty town. Brampton's very flat, and this has a lot of hills, so I haven't done a lot of bicycle riding yet.
I think you started at a fairly young age, even writing songs, right?
Yeah, I was 14 when I started writing. Basically, as soon as I picked up a guitar and knew three chords, I started writing. I think Alfred the Goldfish was my first song. Come a long way since then, I think.
Do you still remember the lyrics to Alfred the Goldfish?
Probably, if I thought about it for a while.
Yeah. Probably have to give you a little bit to drink, and then probably Alfred the Goldfish would come out again. Yeah. And I think that you did play, you played in a country band for a while.
I did. When I got out of college, I was hired by Cliff Edwards to be a backup singer. So we toured quite a few times out west and out east in his touring band, and I was a backup singer with that band. So that got my start in country music. And then once that tour finished, I started my own country band. So I worked with Terry Sumption, I think he's from Brantford, and the Golden Fiddle Music Company, Carl Keyes, did some shows out in Calgary Stampede. And so, I did country for quite a while.
But your musical style, I think, has changed. I mean, you've done quite a lot of blues over the years.
Yeah.
You also, I mean, you know, that song that we just listened to, I mean, has a more of a pop feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I worked in a lot of top 40 bands as well. And I worked in, I did the blues scene in Toronto for many years. So I think whatever bands I was working in and the kind of music I was doing at that time would influence my writing. Because I would always end up throwing in original tunes in amongst all the covers I was doing. So as close to what I was doing at the time, I would write songs to fit into that gender.
Yeah. Do you find songwriting easy, or is it something that you have to work at?
Well, I would say that it comes to me naturally, but I do spend a lot of time rewriting lyrics and sometimes just changing the feel of the music if I'm not happy with the way it sits. Sometimes some of the songs will go through a few metamorphoses before I end up with something I think suits it.
Do you tend to write the music first and then come up with the lyrics to fit, or are you somebody who would write lyrics as poetry and then find a musical arrangement that goes with them?
Well, it varies. Sometimes the lyric and the music comes out at the same time. Most of the time I would say I'm humming the melody of the song as I'm writing the lyrics. But sometimes I try to write the melody as elaborately as I can and then put the chords on after to support the melody rather than the other way around. So especially with something like The Rain Came Down, I wrote it out note for note on sheet music and then figured out how to put the piano underneath it.
Yeah, so. It's a beautiful piano arrangement on that.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
Simple.
You are here to play live, and people will be listening at home saying, okay, Jan, let's get to some music. what would you like to play with us, play for us
well,
to start?
Well, seeing that was such a heavy song, I thought I'd lighten things up a bit here. So I'll do a ukulele song because there's nothing much lighter than a ukulele. And it reminds me of banjo music. So anyway, this is a little, just fun little sing-along type song that I wrote just in January of this year. So I'm planning on doing, I have four ukulele songs, so I got a couple more under my belt and I just have to get them recorded.
And what's this one called?
This one's called Rickety Rack Rack Rackety Roo, I Love You.
Okay. I can see why you weren't going to tell me that.
Up, the sun goes down, this big world goes spinning round, and I love you. Yes, I love you. Take my hand and walk with me, together we can be happy, and I love you. Yes, I love you. But if you do, you'll make my day, and I love you. Yes, I love you. Rickety rack, rack, rackety roo, I love you. Rickety rack, rack, rackety roo, I love you. Don't be afraid, tomorrow is another day, and I love you. Yes, I love you.
That is Gail Aykroyd on the ukulele on Folk Roots Radio this morning, and a song entitled Yes, I Love You, which I like much more for the title than, what was it, Rickety Rack,
Rack Rackety Roo.
Yeah. No, that's cute. The ukulele, I know you teach ukulele. Was that an instrument that you decided to bring into your music more in the last year or so?
Yeah, because it just became such a popular instrument, and I just thought, I'll just try it out. And I really liked it. I thought it was just cute. It's a cute instrument. And, of course, it inspires a different kind of song.
Yeah.
So I have a few that I've written on there. Yeah. I find it's really – I have a really cute little melodic tune I wrote, too, on it about London. So I might play that one for you later.
I think you will play that one later. I kind of like the idea of playing that, but yeah, because it's, well, you know, that's a very, you know, fun love song, but you know, just like a right fun bouncy love song, but
I
think the interesting thing about the ukulele is seeing how far you can stretch it, you know, as to what you can achieve with that instrument.
Yeah, it is a really neat. I might be running a workshop actually at Long and McQuaid on Friday nights, kind of in June sometime.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the, you know, you are a singer-songwriter. Music is your career, but you also have to make a living. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. as much as you would love your live performance or maybe people re-recording your songs to actually, you know, make that living, you also have to do other things. And you teach.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
I started teaching in 2002 because once I had a child, I had to kind of change my lifestyle quite a bit. So I started teaching in Brampton, actually, and shortly for a local music store that was in Brampton. And that fellow recommended me into Long & McQuaid because he started teaching there. And then I started teaching at Long & McQuaid in Brampton in 2004. So I moved to Guelph in 2010 and started teaching at the Woodshed, which was bought out by Long & McQuaid there. So I just ended up being at Long & McQuaid in Guelph, too. I went back and forth for a year after moving here. So then the gas is so expensive. I just thought, This is crazy.
So you teach what, guitar and ukulele?
Guitar,
do you teach and piano as well?
Mostly piano and voice is my most instruments that I teach. I do a few ukulele and a few guitar.
Yeah.
But the majority is voice and piano.
Yeah. Let's play some more music. What would you like to play for us?
Oh, alrighty. La, la, la. I have, well, do you want me to, I have this song that I wrote recently. I wrote it March the 3rd. I wrote this for my brother. This is a kind of a gospel song, and it's called You Gotta Have Faith. So I'm going to be doing this one at the show, and Brenda Lewis is going to sing back up with me, and I might have a few other friends get up as well. So, okay.
When the mountain is crumbling, the volcano's erupting, and the earth beneath my feet begins to shake, I gotta keep faith. When I look at where I'm going, the stress of life is showing, better catch the light before it fades away. I gotta keep faith, 'cause we'll all be alright. Darkness fades into the night. The sun is gonna shine another day. I gotta keep faith. 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 Gotta keep faith. When the buildings are changing, everyone around me aging, and the wind is stronger than the tree can bear, I gotta keep faith. When another soul is rising and I just feel like crying, the circle of life comes round again, I gotta keep faith. 'Cause a new day's coming, younger up and running, a brand new baby shows its little face. I gotta keep faith, 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 gotta keep faith.
That's Gail Aykroyd live on Folk Roots Radio this morning, and a new song. It's always kind of exciting when people say this is a new song I just recorded on the way into the studio this morning called I Got to Keep Faith. And that was the song you recorded for wrote for your brother.
Yeah, he's in the hospital right now in
Hamilton.
Oh,
I'm sorry
Hamilton.
To hear that.
So he's going under an awful lot of recovery programs right at the moment.
Well,
so
I hope he's going to do okay. But we'll send our best wishes out to him this morning.
He hasn't heard this yet.
Oh, that's good. So you haven't played it in his hospital room yet?
No, because he hasn't been quite awake enough to hear me. So I'm hoping that he will get to hear it.
That's
he's getting better.
I'm certainly glad to hear that. And a beautiful song like that would certainly tend to help him feel better. That's great. You mentioned Brenda Lewis's name. Brenda Lewis sings jazz, she sings folk, she sings pop. She's a big supporter of this show. And, I know she's listening at home just now. I wanted to thank her for tuning in this morning as usual. But she's now also part of a duo with you.
Well,
we're doing the Singing Angels.
Well, we did. I don't know if we're going to keep that name, but we did a Christmas show, and we also.
Well, that was the Christmas name.
That was their Christmas name, yeah. So I asked her to come and sing some backup with me, so she's going to sing on that one with me.
Oh, cool! That's great. The interesting thing, and I remember when I had you on the show, because this was something I didn't know either, was apparently there is a little bit of a relationship between your family and Brenda's family,
yeah.
Isn't there?
Her brother, Dave Lewis, played with my sister and her husband, Jim Lang and Mary Lang. They did the Lang and Aykroyd show. And Dave Lewis played bass in their band for years and years and years at West.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story.
One
of the wonderful synchronicities of life, the way things just suddenly happen. That's
family.
Awesome.
It's a family thing. Yeah.
So you're going to be playing in Guelph a week today at the Three Rivers Coffee House, which is in, I think, the River of Life Church, it's now called.
Yes.
I know it's a church that took over an established church on Margaret Street.
Yeah, 40 Margaret Street.
40 Margaret Street down in the, just off downtown as mm-hmm. you move into St. Patrick's Ward. It's a nice little space, and I gather that they've created a nice little coffee bar in there.
It's very nice. I'm not exactly sure how many people it seats, but I think about 50. It's got tables and chairs and nice stage, and it's just a really nice setup, and they have coffee and tea and cakes and things and on the break and a room in the back for children. So it's definitely an all-ages kind of venue.
Now, you're on at 7 p.m. Is there someone else that's also going to be playing that night?
Yeah. Doors open at 6:30. I'm on at 7, and the Hazy Maidens are on at 8:15.
Okay. And can you tell us anything about the Hazy Maidens?
I know it's two girls, and I know they do a lot of harmony. I've never heard them yet myself.
Oh, so it'll be interesting.
It'll be new for me as well.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're really good. That's all I know.
Well, it promises to be a wonderful evening. One of the neat things about this city, you mentioned moving to Guelph, is the wide variety of really interesting music that's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredibly creative musical community in this city.
A lot of musicians, tons of them here.
Now, you mentioned you're working on a new album, which mm-hmm. would be your fourth, but you have three other solo albums that you've done. I thought it would be kind of fun today to dip into some of your music that is on disc.
Yeah, I go back as far as 1997 was the first full-length CD I put out, and that was produced by Joe. He calls him Joe Fournier is what produced that for me, and was recorded at Puck's Farm. So there's a lot of great material on that album. And then I did a blues album after that. And then the last album I put out was more, Do You Miss Me's off of that album and Summer Rain.
Right, and we're going to play Do You Miss Me just now. So tell us a little bit about that song.
That song, I got a songwriter's grant to go and move to Nashville for a while and just write songs. So one of the fellows that I met while I was in Nashville, who writes songs all the time, he and I decided to do some writing together while I was there, and I wrote this one with him. And it all came off of a postcard. I picked up a postcard. I was kind of getting homesick and lonely, so I was going to send a little postcard home. And the postcard was like a cartoon character, Do You Miss Me? And I forget what the rest of it said, but that ended up becoming the inspiration for this song.
So this is a song entitled Do You Miss Me by Gail Aykroyd, and you can find it on the album Give It All You Got,
mm-hmm.
Which is available on CD Baby.
Baby.
Yeah, that's great. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFOU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
To hear your
That's Gail Aykroyd and Do You Miss Me, which you can find on the 2011 album Give It All You Got. And Gail is giving it all to us on Folk Roots Radio this morning. We gave her a little break when we play a song from an album, but she's going to be playing live in a few minutes. And then remember, a week today, 7 p.m. at the Three Rivers Coffee House, which is in the River of Life Church, 40 Margaret Street in Guelph. She'll be on stage at 7. And it is a wonderful little venue. I know other people have been talking about this as another a nice space to play within the city. You'll be playing. Can you talk a little bit about what people can expect at that show?
It's going to be all original music. I'm going to be doing some of what I did today. Well, I think most of what I did today. And just a variety of tunes from my albums and the new stuff that I'm writing, and just try and keep it as entertaining as possible.
So let's talk a little bit about the new stuff. We're going to listen to some new stuff in a few moments. But always writing songs, it must be a challenge to find the time and get everything together. And also there's a little bit of expense putting an album out. Talk a little bit about the process that you have to go through to do that.
Well, I've been very fortunate. Jerry Damianato from town has a recording studio, so I have been doing singer-songwriter kind of songs at his studio, just guitar and voice kind of things, so which is a really good idea to get a real basis for it. And I did a little ukulele album thing that I'm putting together there, which I'll have available on Saturday night, and I brought you a copy today too. But just for the jazz album, I think I'm going to have to be a little bit more elaborate and have – well, it's not jazz. I have a jazz.
This is the long player. It's going to be jazz and pop. Is that
jazz and poppy kind of, yeah. The problem is I write so many styles. I have to find enough tunes all together in the same style to put it all together. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of people just have singles on CD Baby, so you don't have to have a whole album. You can just have a series of singles as well. But I want to have at least 6 songs to go in one package.
I'm a big fan of, you know, people putting up the music as they've got it. And even if it's a, you know, it's going to be a single or an EP just now, put that out. And then the natural, organic progression will be that eventually the long-playing album will come along.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a song on as a single right now on CD Baby called Dear Donna that I wrote when I was really young. And my brother-in-law kept saying, why don't you release that as a single? Because he's always loved that song. So I pulled that one back out and released it. And it would fit in the jazz category.
We're going to try and squeeze a couple of more live songs in before we finish with one from an album. You have you were telling us some new songs you've been working on. What are you going to play for us just now?
Well, this one here, people seem to be really liking it, and it was inspired by my daughter coming home from school one day quite upset, and it's very upsetting to me when she's upset, so I ended up writing this tune. So it's called Just Be the Girl You're Meant to Be Right Now.
Thought about the things you said, I worry about the things you do. Somewhere there's a boy out there looking for a girl like you. Don't rush this moment that you want for something in the vast unknown. Just be the girl you're meant to be right now. Somewhere there's a girl out there who wears her clothes to fit her mood, who lets her hair hang down around her shoulders or ties it back to look a little older. She puts her makeup on in the mirror, wishes she was just a little thinner. Just be the girl you're meant to be right now. Oh, someday you'll know exactly what you're supposed to do, supposed to say, supposed to wear, supposed to be in magazines, on the web, and on TV. Someday you'll look in the mirror and love the girl who's looking back at you. right now. I worry about the things you say. I worry about what you might do. Sometimes you lie in bed, mulling over what someone said. Don't waste this moment that you own for something that you barely know. Just be the girl you're meant to be right now. Just be the girl you're meant to be right now.
That's Gail Aykroyd live in the studio this morning on Folk Roots Radio, and Be the Girl You're Meant to Be Right Now. I think that's I always like to have thoughts for the day. That's definitely one we should all have. Be the person you're supposed to be as you move forward. You did mention when we had the ukulele out earlier that there was another ukulele song, and I want to try and squeeze that in before we play our last song. Do you want to introduce this one as well?
Yeah, this is a song called Walk the Streets of London, and this is what I was talking about, how the ukulele kind of inspires a little different feel to it. Streets alone, listen to my footsteps on the cobblestone as they echo on the brick and mortar walls, and the street lights fade away into the fog. And my heart won't miss a beat till I return. I'll be home again before I start to yearn for the song that's in my heart to sing again. As I walk the streets of London in the rain, I will remember how I felt when I left home. How I couldn't wait to hold you in my arms again and walk the streets of London in the rain. Town again and walk the streets of London in the rain. How I couldn't wait to be in my hometown again and walk the streets of London in the rain.
Another new song from Gail Aykroyd. What's that called? Walk the Streets of London? In the rain or just
in the rain?
Because it's usually raining. No, we shouldn't say that. It's not. I did grow up there. It's why I'm a little moldy, but no, I shouldn't say that. It is pretty wet. I get teased about how wet it is, but it is beautiful as well. That was great to have you play that for us today. We just have one more song left that we have time for. We're going to play that Summer Rain, which is another song from the album Give It All You Got, right?
Yes.
But before we get there, what I would like to do is give you a chance just to remind people how they can get more information on you and your music. And then just tell people about some other dates that you'll be playing this summer.
You get a hold of my music on CD Baby or iTunes. Just dial in GailAykroyd.com, and that would be my webpage. And or CD Baby /GailAykroyd, and all my music is available there. And some of the other jobs I'm doing will be with James Anthony.
Guitarist.
Yeah. So I do a blues show and play my Telecaster, wailing away through an electric guitar amp when I do those gigs. So they're a lot of fun.
And when do you remember when they're taking place?
Yeah, that's July the 12th. It's a Saturday afternoon from 3 till 6, I think it is, in Burlington at the Black Swan. And that same night, I'm playing with another fabulous band, Steve Goldberger and the Niagara Rhythm Section in Niagara-on-the-Lake. And that's another band gig. And I'm doing that with my longtime guitar player, Ed Capella from Toronto. He's doing that with me as a guest.
That's great.
Well.
And you've played with him a lot over the years.
Yeah, 20 years now.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's been a pleasure for you to join us this morning. I'm going to let you introduce the final song, which is going to be Summer Rain.
Yeah, Summer Rain is off the Give It All You Got album, and I wrote that in Burlington, Ontario. I forget why I was walking down by the beach down there, or down by the lake, and that song was inspired that afternoon. Summer Rain.
That's great. As always, it's a pleasure. Gail Aykroyd live in the studio, CFIU. The end of Folk Roots Radio for today. We'll see you next time.
The sun is shining as it moves across the floor. The drapes are blowing on the wind through the screen door. The sound the blanket of moon.